Jake, Greg, and Hans upstairs, congrats to you and the guys. Great win.
Thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun tonight.
It was today. A lot of fun. A lot of fun to call, a lot of fun to play, and I'm sure. And you love those games when every unit kind of does its part. We kind of talked with Darius about how offense, defense, special teams, they all had a huge hand in this win today.
Yeah, and so did Darius Lassiter.
Yeah, he was great. Hey, just curious about this, Jake. Now, you moved to 5-0. What does 5-0 feel like right now?
It just feels good, man. And like Coach Kalani says, that's statement number 5. We got a lot more statements to make this season. So, yeah, it's good to come into the bye week undefeated. That's always a good thing. Can't complain with that. But, you know, we're going to attack this bye week, not like an off week, but like a work week, so we can be prepared for Arizona at home. That's going to be a fun one. Probably under the lights like every game at home, which is awesome. But, yeah, it feels good, man. It's awesome, and I believe 4.5 was the win total, so Vegas, you're welcome.
Well, again, Vegas has been wrong, you could argue, 5 times in 5 weeks this year. BYU's now 5-0 against the spread. All right, so this was a tale of two halves in a way. You got out to such a great start, right? You're scoring on your first possession. You're up 31-14 at halftime. The points and drives weren't as free-flowing in the second half. How did you see how Baylor defended you half one versus half two? Or is it just a 60-minute game and you have these ups and downs?
60-minute game for sure, but, you know, that defense kind of buckled down in the second half there and played well. I mean, we knew that was going to be a tough team to play at home, especially here in Waco. They kind of knuckled down and said, we're going to stop the run in the second half because we were running the ball pretty well in that first half. I think it was over 5 yards a carry or something like that, really well between the backs. And me, too, I guess. I'm a little bit of running back right now. That defense did a good job in the second half making adjustments, seeing what they saw and kind of getting in the gaps before we get there. I think that they showed a little different front in the second half that we weren't expecting it, but we didn't expect to see so much of it. And so we got to execute better in the second half, no doubt, and that starts with the quarterback position with me.
So, Jake, I want you to take all of our listeners into the huddle and into the moment where you lose Connor Pay and Moccasini comes in and he's sending back the shotgun snaps. How much changes and how difficult is it as a quarterback to have a center change in the first drive or two of a game?
I'm going to disappoint you guys. Number one, Connor's a really good player, and he's awesome when he's out on the field. But when we get in the huddle with Sonny at center, there is no difference and no flinch. This team is so deep and plays so well together and plays for each other in so many ways that there is not a huge difference in the huddle. The guys are confident in Sonny at center. I mean, he's bounced around from position to position. We had a little bit of an O-line shuffle tonight because, you know, Waylon went down for a second there, was able to get back up, thankfully. But the belief in the guy next to you is an all-time high. This family is so close together. This brotherhood is second to none in the country. And so when Sonny comes in, we believe in him 100%. We love Connor. I don't want to understate Connor. Connor's an incredible player, and I can't wait for him to get out and praying for him to get healthy soon. But there's no flinch with this offense.
Okay, what to you ends up being the biggest takeaway from this game?
You know, we want to kind of put together the last two games. We had a great start this week and a great finish last week. We want to be able to have a great start and a great finish in a whole game. And I think that this team can easily do it. And so it's just about getting that done. It's about when we go out and score early, we have to be ready for their adjustments. And we have to know what's coming before it comes and execute on offense. And so I'm proud of the guys defensively tonight for getting those two stops late in the game off of a bogus, unsportsmanlike penalty call. But they did a great job tonight, and I think the offense executed really well early, and they will continue to execute. We will continue to execute late in the games, too.
Okay, last thing for me, one thing from Hans, we'll let you go. First Big 12 away win. You guys were mindful, right, of that it had to come?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I congratulated Kalani right in the locker room before we even brought it up at the end, and Coach Kalani mentioned it when everybody brought up. And, it's obviously a milestone, and that's what you get. You're going to get a lot of milestones with this team because this team is special.
Okay, Jake, I just want to get a thought from you on your defense. How much does your defense's ability change the way you play the game at the quarterback position?
I just get to be at ease. I don't have to be on the field thinking I got to score every possession. We want to score every possession, and we did for the first almost half of that game. But it's nice to be able to know that, okay, we didn't get it done. We may have got a couple first downs. Let's pin them deep defense, go get after them. And the guy standing right next to me, Tyler Batty, had his first sack tonight, I believe, and we know that he's going to have a lot more in the future and should have had one before now.
We'll be chatting with Tyler in just a couple of minutes. Jake, thanks again. Congrats. Enjoy the bye week.
Yeah, appreciate
great stuff.
Guys.